Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you guys are having a good Monday, and I hope that I've also uploaded this on Monday. I tend to record things and then struggle with editing or not have enough time to edit because of other things going on. I'm getting much better at sticking to uploading by Monday, maybe Tuesday, hopefully Wednesday. This episode won't be too long, so it won't be too hectic in terms of editing, and I sincerely hope I do get it up by Monday. As you can see, this topic is called not getting what you want. The not in the brackets basically boils down to you can see it as you're not getting what you want, but maybe you actually are. As we know, I'm a silver lining kind of person. There's always something that you can take out of it, even if you aren't happy with it. That's this week's topic. And the reason it came about was, as I said in last week's episode, I might be getting a new puppy, and that did not happen. I will maybe do a full story on what happened, kind of like a story time kind of a podcast about the puppy. But basically, we were going to get the puppy and we didn't. It's still up in the air at the moment. So we'll see what happens. But I will definitely let you guys know either next week or in the following podcast. It's up in the air. And the reason it came about was because we didn't get it when we were supposed to. And it was devastating for all of us because since we found out the puppy's mom was going to have the litter of puppies, we were like, oh, we're so excited. It's going to be a girl. If there's a girl in the litter, we could choose. And we wanted a girl. And when we found out they were born, there was like a few girls in the litter. So we were like, yay, we're getting a girl. And we were still debating names and everyone was excited. And then it didn't happen. That's just terrible. That's how this week's topic came about. Like I said, we're going to dissect it, analyze it, and hopefully just get over it because I'm still not. It's going to be a process, but like I said, I'll update you guys later in a podcast story time thing on exactly what happened, what's going on, and if we do eventually get the puppy or not. To assist in calming my nerves, I currently have green tea with me because it's supposed to be soothing and all that. I'm not sure if it actually works. I just know I've had already 3 cups of coffee for the day, and that's pushing it. And I don't actually feel like more milk and tea or something like that, so I opted for green tea. So that's where we are. When it comes to getting what you want, or in this case, not getting what you want, there can be small things and there can be like big things. An example of this is you wanted a book and you didn't get that book. It could be either you went out and bought it and you didn't get it, or some reason, but you didn't get the book you wanted. It could be something as big as a job you wanted, or even a home that you wanted to buy that fell through, or they work on a range, like small or big, but it's still, in this case for me, devastating. But sometimes it can be even more disastrous, or you can feel like it's a bigger disaster than what other people may make it out to be, which is sad, but it can be just more than what it seemingly is. One of the first points I think I need to make about this is not to throw a pity party and be sad about it, or even just rant about, you know, how unfair it is or what happened or things like that. This is about going through something and being able to take a lesson from it and share it with you guys, which is what I always try and do. I always try and see the silver lining, and I always try to put a positive spin on it, which can be annoying. As my sister says, I know, but that's just how I am. And if it can help someone who needs it, perfect. One person helped is all I need. To start this topic off, I read an article quite a few years ago where it actually sparked this whole thing of silver linings and one door closing, another opening, and the best no you've ever heard was basically the title of the article. I can't even remember who wrote it, what magazine it was, anything like that. Two vivid people I remember in this article. One was Lorna Maseko, the host of the Hostess TV show, top billing presenter, all that kind of thing. She was also a judge on Top Chef SA, which is incredible. And then there was another woman. What had happened was she was going to do a guest correspondence overseas and she needed a temporary visa and things. And eventually everything was just, it fell through, they couldn't get it, nothing was working, and she tried really hard to get it. The American radio company had heard about what had happened when she couldn't come and do the guest radio spot thing, and they actually gave her an internship, paid for her to come overseas, put her up for the accommodation and everything, and That way, because it was an internship, they could guarantee she would get the visa and stuff. And that was like, she was like, that was my best no, hearing that I couldn't go the first time, because it was just a temporary once-off thing, which led to a six-month contract overseas, being paid for, like, everything. And that was really, really eye-opening. And then with Lorna, she ended up losing to, I can't remember who, for the top billing spot as the presenter of the competition, because that's what they were doing. They were holding a top billing presenter search thing. And she came runner up or third, or I can't even remember where. And she was like, losing the competition was the best no I ever heard, because that opened up so many more doors in the industry for her and things like that. And it goes to show, because she was traveling, doing food inserts with top billing. She got her own show. She did hosting. She did so many other things that she wouldn't have been able to do had she been tied to a contract and top billing. So sometimes the thing you want isn't the thing you need in life. And that's something I think we all need to remember. So just because you want something doesn't mean necessarily that you need it. The reason these things could happen could be more physical, as in literally occurring on this earth. Other times it could be metaphysical, like the law of attraction, religion, universe, karma, whatever you believe in. I choose to see that the puppy was not meant to come today, as in it might still happen, it might not, whatever happens, it happens. I have no control over it, and that is something that's very hard specifically for me to deal with. But I choose to take it as it wasn't meant to be then. And having a relaxing day as I've had today, I can understand maybe it's not meant to be, maybe it's meant to be for later, and that's fine too. It's just sad. Anyway, the fact that I could look at today and see, maybe I did have a peaceful day, and with a puppy that may not have been as easy, especially with the rain and everything that happened today, it can make things a bit difficult. So not getting what you want kind of makes you reevaluate where you are and what happened. That is a good starting point for when it comes to being rejected for something or not getting what you want. So I've written down a few points that you can maybe jot down, type into your phone or something, and just use them as question marks for when this does happen to you. Because doing this myself for the situation that I'm in has really helped me, and I think it just might be able to help you too. First thing is, what do you want? Really look. What was it that you wanted? In this case, it was a puppy. It could be something as recent as this. Or you can even look back a week or two, maybe even make a list of things that you actually wanted previously. So maybe you have like a wish list saved in your phone, or, you know, I wanted this, that, and the other, and just pull up that list and just look at it once again. Maybe you didn't write it down. You can just write it down now. Make a list of what you wanted, okay? Not what you still want, what you wanted previously. Whether you got it or not, write it down. Next, look at why you wanted something. Did you want it because it was a trend piece? Did you look at something and see, oh, that's trendy, I want that so I can take pictures and post it online? Or did you want something because it has something of value to you other than just the material or physical value of it? With a puppy, it could be companionship. With a jersey, it could be the comfort and the warmth you need for the winter. Figure out what it was and write down why you want it. Because sometimes when we actually are forced to look at something and be like, but why do I want this? You actually see that maybe there's more of a shallow reasoning behind it and kind of be like, ooh. Also, if you're making this list of things previously, kind of check how long you've actually wanted this item. Kind of put like a timestamp on it. With a puppy, I can put on a firm 2 months. That's it. With something else, I know I have wanted one thing that I can definitely put on about a 3-year timestamp. So if you're making a list, analyze it, see how far back you can go, and just timestamp it there. Just to show yourself, maybe you've made a list of trendy things and everything is maybe just 2 months, a month, a few days, maybe even a few weeks, and actually see what you want, why you wanted it, and how long you've actually wanted it, because it might just surprise you. Once you've done that, ask yourself, has these things lost their appeal recently? For example, with this puppy, I've been, you know, sent pictures of it constantly, so I know what it looks like, and I'm just like, can't wait. And like, we counted down the days, and so it didn't lose its appeal. Sometimes you maybe want a new kitchen item, or you want to upgrade something and you've been saving up your money and you're just like, yes, I want this. I can't wait for this. Like, it hasn't lost its appeal. Or like you're just waiting to save up enough money. Be like, when I get this, life is going to be so much better. Like, yes. So check, has these things or this particular thing lost its appeal to you recently? By that I mean, is it something you saw on Instagram that was trending? Was it something that you were constantly reminded of due to a billboard? I don't know, TV advert? Was there some external factor blinking this thing in your eye constantly? Because sometimes it can take a week-long digital detox for you to completely forget this thing even existed. Because we do tend to get caught up in this, you know, grass is greener type of a thing, where we see, oh, that person has that, their life must be better than mine. Or we get stuck in this weird thing of out of sight, out of mind syndrome, where we don't see the thing on a digital detox because we took off Instagram or whatever. And then we get Instagram, we're like, ah, that item, or, you know, that thing. And we kind of just forget that we wanted this thing so badly. And those are the real items you need to be like, why did I want this? Because a lot of the times, if you don't see it, you don't miss it. It's other people trying to get you to buy their things. Try that. Check. Has this thing been in the back of my mind all the time? And then why was it in the back of your mind all the time? Is it because it's something that's going to aid you in daily life? Is it going to be something that's going to help you move you forward? Bring some type of help to you in one way or another. Like I said, with a puppy, it could be comfort. With a new clothing item, it could be, you know, an upgrade or something other than trend value in this clothing item. That's what you need to look out for. Because if it's in the back of your mind and you're seeing this all the time, maybe you could be obsessed. You never know. But if it's for like a good reason and it's stuck in your mind, like, then it hasn't lost its appeal. But if you completely forget about its existence when you don't have your phone open, maybe it's not that important to you. Now that we've gone through the list, we're going to ask ourselves, what has stopped me from getting this? So this could be physical items, emotional things, financial reasonings. What has stopped you from getting this thing, whether it's a physical thing or like a material thing or whatever? What has stopped you from getting it? With a puppy, I'll get into that. Trust me. But for example, like we said in the beginning, the book. What stopped you from getting the book? Did you just get distracted? Did a person come up to you and tell you, that's not a good book? Or like, oh, that book is so overrated, why would you want it? Or was there a person or someone that influenced you to not get that book even though you wanted it? Was it environmental restrictions, such as you didn't have access to go to that shop that day? Like now we currently have restrictions on our movement, so you physically cannot go and get the book. Was there things outside of your control, like the bookshop not having stock? What was the reason behind that? Financially, did you not like have enough money? Did you think it was on sale? You came a day late and there was no more sale? Write down the reason. And sometimes reasons don't have to be completely physical. They can sometimes be as simple as, I was scared to go and do this, or I was too nervous to go do this. Figure out what triggered you to not getting what you wanted. Sometimes you can literally just be like, I can't afford that. End of story. Like, bye. Other times it's like, I was too scared to go and do this because it just made me too nervous. You go for a job interview, you kind of get too nervous and you kind of back out, or you go and you panic and then you overthink it and then you like fumble and you're just like, ah. So what stopped you from getting it? And this is from your side. What stopped you from getting it? Because this is not, they didn't choose me, they didn't have stock, they didn't whatever, whatever, whatever. This is what stopped me from going out and getting it. Was it because I didn't have enough money, I didn't have transport, I didn't have A, B, and C? Yes, there are factors that stopped you from getting it, but write it down as much from your perspective as possible, if that makes sense. For a lot of these things, it's going to be one of two options. I can still get it, or I can't get it. Things sometimes fall in between. Like I said, with the puppy situation, it's up in the air, so it's kind of in the middle. But for example, with a book, can I still get the book? Yes. You can wait till the lockdown's been lifted. You can wait till the place has stock. You can wait till you save up more money. Yes, you can still get that. On the opposite end, if you lose out in a job or something like that, you can't go back and redo it and get the job again or anything like that. They may call you back for a different job or even for that same job if the first person, however far on the list you are, chooses to not accept it. But there's definitely a thing of you can't get that specific job again. Even if you do, it may not be the exact same. So there's either you can get it or you can't. This I'm bringing up for a very specific reason. I cannot remember if I said it in a previous podcast or if I said it in a podcast and didn't upload that podcast. What I do when it comes to buying big items that are especially expensive is I wait until Black Friday. I save up my money whole year. Literally from like the day after Black Friday until the following Black Friday, I save my money. And then when it comes to Black Friday, I check all the specials and I make my game plan and I make my wish list for what I want. Because I usually buy my Christmas presents on Black Friday. That way, not only am I getting my Christmas presents bought very early, but I'm also getting a sale so I can buy the good stuff. And then there's also like surprise discounts or buy two, get one free or whatever. There's always a good sale. So I save up my money for then. Plus it's end of season, so people kind of just throw out things. And that's what I do. One thing I've always wanted is the Nintendo Switch. That may sound odd, but I do kind of like a little intimate gaming thing. And that's exactly what it was. For last year's Black Friday, it was on sale. They had a limited edition, just the Switch, plus a Pokemon game, if I'm not mistaken. At that time, I was not working. Like I said, I saved up my money, so I had a little bundle that I could use and spend, and like I had a budget for that. But the Fitbit came out at the same time, and I didn't know about it because they didn't announce a special for it. Do I buy the Switch? Do I buy the Fitbit? And as you guys know from previous podcasts, I have the Fitbit now, meaning I don't have the Switch. And that is a choice I have made. Am I sad I didn't get it? Yes, it would have been perfect for a time like this quarantine where I could just sit in my corner and play my thing. But I know it's something I can get again. There were things back then that caused me to not get it, but I can still get it again. And that's the same thing with a lot of things that we want. We can get them again. The point is, do we want it? Go through all the steps. Look at what you want. Why do you want it? Do you still want it? Like literally this thing has been on my list for years. And every time it just doesn't happen because, okay, I'm unemployed. I have to make a choice. Oh, I didn't get it because they didn't have it on special. Like there are certain limits I'm not willing to cross. I can still get it. And I will get it. And if someone wants to send it to me, please do. But that's basically what it boils down to. Can you still go for it? And if so, pump yourself up. Cut your losses and move forward. Because no one wants to be stuck in the past. Don't do that to yourself. Cry a river, build your bridge, and start marching over it, okay? With that said, the final part is basically that. Accepting what you can get. Accepting and mourning the loss of what you can't, and just reevaluating where you are and moving forward from there. You maybe didn't get that job. You can get a different one. Maybe that company has different opportunities that you could go for. Go for that. Figure out something else and don't just let that thing drag you down, because there's honestly no good that can come from it. And if you can do something about it, make a plan of action to get it and go for it. I do believe in the law of attraction. I do believe that what's meant for you will come to you at the right time. I also believe that the world works in mysterious ways sometimes. Sometimes not getting what you want actually puts you on the path to getting what you want and more. But I also think you still need to work for it. It's that old joke of you can't win the lottery if you don't play it kind of a thing. You can't get something that you want unless you work for it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. anything that's worth it is never actually easy. But it doesn't have to feel like it's draining the life out of you to go after what you want. It should be simple. It shouldn't be easy. Like, it's straightforward, but that straightforward is like an uphill. You're gonna have to work. You're gonna sweat, but you are going to be so happy once you get there. And that's what it is. It should not be extremely difficult, but you will have to work for it. That's my firm belief. That is basically the end of the podcast. The song for this week is one that I've actually been listening to quite a lot recently, and I thought it would just work well with this topic. And it's called Not You by Matt Terry. MATTERRY. He is someone I actually discovered, I think, was it on The Voice? Or he was on some competition. And I'm not sure if he won or not. I got his album when it came out like a year or two ago. Maybe 3 years. Flip. I can't even remember. But it was damn good. And this song particularly was about losing someone and moving on. And them being like, you're not going to see me anymore, but you lost me, kind of a thing. And that's kind of what this is. You moving on from what you lost, but not taking a loss. If I can put it that way, you are better off without it. And if you do want to eventually get it again, you will. But it will be something even better. I hope you guys have a lovely week. I'll see you next week. Love you. Bye.